and cotton and 40 cent meat. How in the world can a poor man eat? Flour up high and cotton down low. How in the world can we raise the dough? Clothes worn out, shoes run down, old slouch hat with a hole in the crown, back nearly broken and fingers all sore. Cotton, cotton down, to write no more. 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. How in the world can a poor man eat? Mules in the barn, no crops in the barn, corn crib empty and the cows are dry. Well, Waterloo, nearly out of sight, can't take a bath on Saturday night. No use talking, any man is beat. 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat.
The children are now going to sing Our Heavenly Father, Source of Love. Now they'll sing one more, How Brightly Shines the Morning Star. Gordon, Kenny and Tommy are both interested in piano too. And Tommy has consented to play one of his beginner's pieces. He's just beginning, so that's all he can play right now. He hopes to be better by the time we are ready for another furlough. He's going to announce his own numbers. Okay, Tommy, here you go.
Hello, Richard and Rainer. I'm going to play Hot Cross Buns and Christmas Bells.
Now Kenneth is going to take his turn.
Hi, Richard and Rainer. I have been taking piano lessons like my father has said. Now I would like to play one of my pieces. It is Swans on the Lake.
I've already told you, Garden, about our colleague Theodore Tucker having brought the youngsters over for Thanksgiving, and I've asked him if he wouldn't say a bit on this tape. He's going to be in Auburndale sometime this next year. They aren't quite certain of their plans yet, but here he is anyhow to tell you more about them.
Greetings to you from Angola, West Africa. Perhaps next year we will be able to see you personally when we're on furlough, and we'll be able to bring you greetings, not quite as personal as the tape from the Welsh family. We've enjoyed these few days here for Thanksgiving, and also had the opportunity to have a meeting of the Home Mission Committee of the Umbundu Church, the president of which is one of the Bailundu pastors with whom Max is working. We've been considering the work in the big towns, big that is for Africa, Luanda and Lobito and Nova Lisboa, and also some of the frontier areas, such as the work in the extreme south among the Wanyama people. I've also had the opportunity of talking to the grand old man of the Umbundu Church, Pastor Avrahama Gulu, now over 90 years old, but full of reminiscences of the early days of his great journeys around with the first missionaries. And we spoke very appreciatively of the work of the very first missionary of all, Dr. Saunders, and especially of his translation of Pilgrim's Progress. Well, Max has some things of his own to say, and so I'll be signing off saying that my wife and I hope to be seeing you next year.
One of the voices that you heard in the children's chorus is the voice of Teddy Tucker, who will be at Auburndale, we hope. And the other, one of the other voices was that of Nancy, the oldest child in the family. There are two. We hope that you do get a chance to become acquainted with the Tuckers. Good friends and good neighbors, even though we're 50 miles apart. And here's the other member of the family, Catherine, to say a word too.
It's nice to greet you from Angola, and it'll be very nice if we do see you in Everett. We're looking forward to spending next winter in New England. We think you're very fortunate to have the Welches as your missionaries. They've been very good friends of ours ever since they arrived on the field. Betty and I both very much interested in the work of the women in Angola. And one of the highlights of the year is the Women's Day of Prayer, when in a great many villages they celebrate that day. And so on next February 16th, we'll be thinking of groups of women all over the world meeting together as we meet with groups of women here. I guess that's all for now.
Susan and Patty are going to sing Away in a Manger now. They have a Numbundu song to sing for you now called Akulu Lalongisi. We'll interpret it for you after they've sung. You okay, kids? Let's go. Begin again, right up to your close.
For the nice music you sent us last Easter.
This is Patty. She got a nice kitty named Kenya.